We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left.
Welcome back. Oh. Well, that was Michael Steele, and I know we had some connectivity issues, so if you stuck through it, thank you so much. Because, I mean, he's such a brilliant person, and he's one of the good guys. He really is. And, you know, he thinks I'm kidding. I'm absolutely not. I'm going to sit down with him for a cup of coffee in D.C. I'm going to do that, because I could just listen to his stories for a long, long time. What therapy? And you know what? Hey, how about that for a teaser? I did a teaser, guys. Look at this. Little radio rookie over here. That's what I'm going to talk about. A little bit of this final segment. You know, as we talk so much doom and gloom, and you hear about, you know, the wall of sound and this tornado of excrement. And it's something that's all consuming. It's really hard to stay focused, to stay positive. It's hard out here, people. And, you know, and I take a step back, because I recognize and I realize that I do have it so much better than some. You know, I own a business. I have a wonderful wife and incredible children, and life is good. And I don't want to make it seem like I am ungrateful for those things, because I'm not. But I recognize how difficult it is. It's difficult for us too, you know. And the thing about being one of us, is because we carry this immeasurable burden every day. It's something called empathy. And even though, you know, things are good and okay, we see people that are struggling. And I don't own a house, and, you know, so it's like I'm not loaded or anything like that. But life is good. But when our fellow citizens are under threat from tyrants who want to define who they are, who they can love, where they spend their money, what they learn in schools, some people like my brother, they have their very livelihoods threatened. 3 million of our dedicated civil servants have no idea whether or not they have a job tomorrow. We were talking about that with Michael Steele. What a terrifying place to be. And every day we face a reality that we once thought was completely impossible. You know, this week we saw U.S. siding with freaking Russia, really, and declining to condemn the war in Ukraine, which they absolutely started. Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw the video. I don't know who it was, but it was some one of Donald Trump's minions, and he was testifying before Congress, and they're like, "Hey, will you say that Russia started the war?" And he's like, "Ah, oh, let me get a drink. You know, see, it's just one of those. It's there," and he's like, "It's not that hard. Did Russia start the war? You know, it's like their tanks and 150,000 troops marched into Ukraine." Did they start? And he couldn't. It's crazy. And so with everything that's going on, how do you stay sane? And so I wanted to tell a few things that I do. I'm not sane, but, you know, hey, if you think I'm close, this is what I do. But I on top of all those things, you know, I do have the stress of, you know, running the business, and that's incredibly stressful. There's 7 families that depend on me not messing up. And it's a very difficult economy to do business in, which I also have to give a shout to my general manager, a mentor, dear friend, Joel, who I'm lucky enough having helped me run the place. And I don't necessarily always make it easy, but he does a good job. Without him, we'd be screwed. But what I've done is... I've discovered I like wine, but I've also discovered that I love listening to audiobooks. And so, you know, you sit in bed and listen to a book on tape, not on tape, but, you know, it's a great way to disconnect, unwind, learn, and get away from all of this. Because I think, you know, a way to remove yourself from the situation is to expand your field of knowledge. Sometimes that's a burden, because you expand the field of knowledge and you learn something that's like, oh crap, hey, you see something in a history book. Boy, we've seen this before. Stuff that's going on today. But it really is a wonderful way to just get away and learn. I've also had the pleasure of releasing this pent-up pissed-offness across the entire state of Wisconsin, thanks to Civic Media. And you can do that. You know, I before I did this, I bought some podcasting equipment. You can do it for under $500, and you can start a show. And I think that if you care and you listen to issues and you learn and you grow, tell people. Because if you want to make things better and you want to reset where we are, as we were talking with Michael Steele about, is, you know, it starts with us. Well, if it starts with us and you want to be part of the fight, get in it. I think the more people that we have talking about this, the better it is. Really, I believe that. And yeah, get out there and talk about it. My son and I have discovered we love to go fishing. We're terrible at it, but it's a really fun time. Yeah. I think I've caught the bottom of the river more than I've caught fish, but you know, to see him get all excited about catching a minnow or whatever the hell we catch, it's great. We love watching racing and basketball and baseball. I love the Red Sox. I guess, you know, we do those things together. And you know what? I guess it's a key word, together. Because, you know, honestly, that's how we make it to the next fight. You could find support groups like my old pal Nick Mortensen here in Green Bay has done. Founded a little group where people get together and concerned and they have a beer and yell and laugh. And you could go to a trivia watering hole, you know, trivia night at a bar, or just be with your family. Find that together. Embrace it and own it. Because when you find it, you know exactly what you are fighting for. And that's the key. When you find that together, you will know exactly what you are fighting for. And as a wise woman once said, when you know what you're fighting for, you'll fight like hell. And nothing will stop you. And when we fight, we win. Find that together. That's my message of the week. My thanks to Chairman, Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, the one and only. He's a big deal. Go check him out on MSNBC. He's on there all the time. Ton of thanks to Amanda behind the glass, best producer, dealing with a lot of crap. Technical issues and all. And thanks to Civic Media for giving me this opportunity to do this. Hey, we'll see you next week. We got a hell of an episode already next week. So thank you, guys. Be good out there.
Deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend,